imagery.
Yeah, hi, is Eddie in?
Matthew's calling.
It's Jeremiah.
Hey, Jeremiah, how's everything?
Good, how are you, Eddie?
Good, and yourself?
Good, man. Circling back with you. How's business going?
I would say normal for the time. You know?
Yeah?
Yeah.
You guys getting busier as we get towards the end of the year here, or?
Well, normally it's actually around this time is when we start getting busier, and then,
okay.
We stay that way probably until the end of the year, maybe the first or the second week of January, and it kind of slows down a little again.
Okay.
That's kind of standard for this, at least for this type of business, you know?
Yeah, in that industry?
Yeah.
Sure, no, that makes sense. I totally get it. Okay, well, I mean, I'm just, touching base with you. It's been about a... 2-3 months since I spoke with you. I still got you pre-approved if you guys need some cash for the business.
Right.
Could you do anything with it? I mean, if I got you an extra 50 or 100,000, I mean, can you make money off of that or no?
Well, I'll put it this way. It will be more for like... there is from time to time we have requests where customers say, listen, you know what, I need, let's say 10,000 t-shirts, for example. You know, t-shirts are like, anywhere between $1.50 to $2.50. So if you have a customer to ask you for that, number one, maybe, I will require probably 50% deposit. So
okay. That's
half of that. But at the same time, distributors, when you buy, 10,000 t-shirts at once, they don't want to take a chance with 30 days. You know, I'm in terms with everybody. So for them to put, even if I take 50% deposit and I pay that up front, most likely for an order that big, they would probably ask to be prepaid. No distributor is going to take it. So that would be the time where I could say, listen, you know what? Here is it. If it's, let's say, the $2, 10,000 t-shirt, I'm going to wear $20,000 now, so this way you can release the merchandise. You follow what I'm saying? That's
what
they distribute. They do it that way because there is a limit. Not a limit, but, there is an amount where they say, listen, you know what? This is too risky with anybody, whether there is my size business or any other company. You know, they might have something where they say, listen, you know what? Do 50% now. And then 50%, by the time that we deliver it or something like that. Because most likely stuff like that, it will be sent by truck because of the large quantity. So, and a situation like that, then that will be a big benefit for me. Because it will be basically like, okay, here's your 20 grand,
Yeah.
And sell the merchant, and then I make, money out of that. Then that will be, Other than that, it will be just to have it, extra, cash. Like a cushion just to make sure that, in case that, because like I said, the same way that I have turned with my vendors, my customers, they have turns with me.
Yeah.
My customer, they're on net 30. I mean, from time to time, they go into net 60, which that doesn't help me.
Yeah.
Because, obviously my vendors, expect to get paid within 30 days.
Correct.
So, but that's industry.
Yeah,
but,
no, I understand.
I know that I have customers that from time to time, they go, they go from 30 to 40, 50, and even 60. At that point, I just have to say, listen, I really need to get paid because, the merchant that I bought for you, it's already, paid a long time ago. Because remember, once we order merchant, we get billed right away. But then by the time that we decoration and ship and everything, probably it's maybe a week or 2 weeks. So that means that they already, I'm already 2 weeks into just getting paid my bill.
Oh, I see.
So that's the reason why when we do net 30 with them, the ideal will be, for them to pay within 30 because, within the first 30 days that they have from us, I already 15 into my, vendor.
Okay.
So...
Okay.
Yeah, but, I mean, I still have the info, if I happen to, see there is opportunity for me to, use something like that, then I'll just give you a call because I have your emails. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Just, wanted to touch base with you and, let you know I'm still here and If you ever need anything, you know, the money I can give you is too expensive just for you to just sit around and have it as cash flow. It's not meant for that. It's really meant for if you can make money off of it, because I would want to get you on a shorter term type of thing where you could just use the money, make some money, and pay us back.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't want it to be like we have those long standard loans as well, but I mean, I'm just looking to help other businesses make money. So if you can make money off the money I can give you, then that's what I want to do.
Right, right. I see what you're saying.
You see what I'm saying? So just keep me in mind. Do you ever have your customers, they don't need to finance like anything from you, do they?
No, because like I said, you know, my stuff is, you know, we decorate apparel. So
yeah, okay.
with us, and it's either, you know, like a credit card, which is very minimum, you know, customer that we just start doing business with them, probably will be COD. But then other than that, it would be net 10, 20, or really old customers and people that have been doing business with us for years, then they'll on the 30.
Okay.
You know, but then where they need to finance stuff, no. Not because, you know, it's not something that I don't offer that kind of stuff.
Okay. All right. No worries. Hey, do you work with have you heard of a company called World Emblem?
World Emblem. Sounds familiar, but probably maybe what they do.
They do emblems, you know, like,
what kind of emblems?
They make them, they work with all different types of companies. They just produce them, and then, you know, manufacture different emblems for different companies. You know, they work with like Cisco and, different type of companies. Like, I mean, I don't know the specifics, but I was just curious if you had worked with them before or not.
Well, there might be, you know, there might be, if they're ASI, we are part of the same industry.
Okay.
But, you know, there's a lot of companies that do, you know, all type of emblems.
Yeah, okay.
And, you know, emblems could be, you know, embroidery. It could be, you know, as a woven label or emblems like, you know, a patch. So there is a different type of emblem. And, you know, it's just depending on what they're selling, you know.
Yeah. Okay.
But the name sounds familiar. I mean, were you doing business with them?
Yeah. Yeah. We're doing business with them, and they're getting pretty big. So, I just didn't know. You know, they're definitely nationwide. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Do you have clients? You go nationwide, or are you guys strictly in your area?
Well, it's actually I do have customers from like because what happened is I have customers that they belong to a franchises.
Uh-huh.
Like one of the big franchises, the promotional items here in the U.S. is Halo. It's H-A-L-O.
Okay, I've heard of that.
You know,
So
I have a lot of customers that they belong to that. You know, I have people from Arizona. I have people from Jersey. I think there was a few from California. So, but it's just happened that because, you know, obviously I start with one of them doing business, and it's just like a networking, you know.
Yeah.
Basically, you know, you offer, you know, better price, better discounts, and then most likely, you know, that's like a kind of information that they share. So, hey, listen, you know what, this guy in Jersey, he do a great job and prices are okay. So then, you know, then they'll pass that, and then obviously my name is with them. You know, I do business with people that belongs to Halo, American Solution for Business. Another one like that is a Geiger. And I promote you know,
okay.
So because of those companies that they have basically reps all over the country, I even have customers in Canada.
Oh, wow,
they do
cool
stuff from time to time. So, you know, so that's what I'm saying. It's not, I mean,
it's such a large industry that there's so many different
exactly
businesses.
You know, this big company, that what they do is basically if you're in a promotional industry and you want to kind of probably not so much expanding, but maybe making more money, then will be better for you to join one of these companies that basically, you know, you keep your own company name. It's basically what they do is they back you up with the money.
Oh, I see.
You know,
okay.
if you don't have that money flow, you know, cash flow, that you can say, all right, you know what, I need to buy this, I need to buy that, and then wait to get billed. You know, with this company, what they do is they take 50% of the profit, but as soon as you put an order, as soon as the order is shipped, they'll give you the profit. They give you 50%. But they take over everything. In other words, you're just selling. You know, just like, you know, you keep selling and selling and selling. You know, it's 50% that it's not going to your pocket, but at the same time, their discounts with companies are much bigger because, you know, their volume. They're not like one or two reps. They have reps all over the country. So let's say something that it might cost me, I don't know, $2, for them it might be only $1.50.
Just because of how big they are. And
because how big they are, you know. Yeah. They buy from, you know, probably 20,000 different companies just like mine.
Oh.
You know, so well, that's why. And now I have all the customers that they join them just because they say, listen, you know what? I don't want to deal with paperwork. I don't want to collect money. I don't want to pay anybody. I just want to sell. You know, just my thing is go to the customer, get a sale, put them under, you know, put them in you know, put the order in place and wait for my money to, you know, for my cut to, you know, hit my account, and that's it. I have customers, they do that because of that. Maybe there is no cash flow problem. It's just they don't want to deal with the paperwork because they do everything. That's the reason why they keep the 50%, which is a lot.
That is a lot.
50% is a lot. So yeah. Imagine if you have a decent order, you know, a profit of, let's say, I don't know, $6,000, $7,000, which it could happen, then that means $3,500 out the door.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So, you know, I do that with small people that I know. You know, people that I know, I say, hey, listen, you know, I want to do this. I say, you know what, get the customer, do what you need to do, sell it, come here, I'll give you samples. And I told them, I said, listen, I'll give you 50%. Because you know what, I'm not making, you know, in other words, if I'm going to sell the embroidery only, all right, I'm making money in there. But if I'm going to sell the garment and then somebody else is going to sell it for me, so if we make another $1,000, I'm going to package 500. So why would I say no to the other guy?
Right.
You know, I'll just give you 50%. You're not putting
exactly
any money.
You're putting
your time.
Yeah, exactly.
So, you know, I do that. I do that with people.
Something
that I know
is better than nothing, right? So.
Yeah, because for me to say, listen, hey, you know what, I'm just going to give you, because I know that a lot of companies, they do that, and they give you only 25%. But
yeah,
for me, you know what, if we're making an extra 100, so another 50 is going to go to me, why would I try to, you know, squeeze only 25? So, listen, you know what, it's only 25 for you, and, you know, whatever it is. We cut in half, you know, whatever it is. We'll take all the costs, you know, the merchandise, the shipping, everything. Whatever is left, you know, I'll give you 50% of that.
I have
people that they don't do that for they don't do that for a living. They just, like, let's say that they happen to be working for that company, and they say, listen, you know what, I have this company doing this stuff for me. What I do is, listen, you know what, I'll give you a sample. Tell them there is no charge for the sample, that if they're happy, then they put an order. They don't want it, then that's fine. They can keep the sample. You know?
That makes
sense.
That's
a good way for me, you know?
Yeah, you know?
It costs me, but you know what? That's the only way for you to show people, like, this, you know. What would you prefer? For somebody to, you know, call you and say, listen, yeah, I have your company here. You know, your company is ABC company. We can do this. We can do that. But, you know, they bring all this idea, but you don't see anything. But in my case, because I have all the equipment here in the house, I can just have one of the girls say, listen, do a sample, and then go to your office. So, listen, you know what? This is what we can do for you. Here's a sample for you to keep it. If you want to do business with us, just give us a call. If you don't, then guess what? You can have a free sample.
Yeah, that's,
you know?
It sounds like you got a plan, though, so that's good.
You know, so that's what I do. It's just that, you know, it's a lot of competition with promotional marketing. A lot.
Yeah. There
big
is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Big time.
Well, I know it's tough, so just hang in there and keep getting the customers when you can, and, you know, especially with all the competition, it kind of hurts, you know, trying to make profit, you know, off these deals,
right,
because everybody's cutting the prices down so low, you know, just to try to get some business.
Right.
But all right, Eddie. Well, man, it was nice chatting with you. And then
if you need me,
man, I'm here to help out, okay?
Okay.
So if you ever need to bring on any type of equipment or if you need capital, just give me a ring and see what I can do for you.
All right, man. No problem. Appreciate that.
No worries, man. Take it easy, Eddie.
All right. Thank you. Thanks.
All right.
All right.
Bye.